Yes, of course. Right. You're here to pick up your stuff. I see. Come on in, please. Come in. Can I get you anything, or are you hungry or thirsty? Right, of course. She left all of your stuff in a box. Let me grab it really quickly, okay? All right. Here you go. Yeah, she said that everything should be in here. Hey, sweetie, why don't we sit down for a second? Yeah, just come visit with me for a little bit. Here, sit down. Right here. There you go. You can put the box down. There you go. Look, honey, I don't know. I just saw your face and the mother in me kicked in. You just look very, very heartbroken. And I just wanted to take some time, just a moment, really, to tell you that everything's gonna be okay. And I know that right now it probably feels like it's the end of the world. Because heartbreak does that to people. But eventually, the hurt will start to ebb away. It'll start to diminish just little by little. It'll start to feel less and less. And then one day, eventually, you'll look back and you'll smile at whatever good times you had with my daughter. And you'll also look back and realize what didn't work out. I know that it sounds silly to take advice from somebody who obviously doesn't know the entire situation, but being a single mom, raising my little girl on my own, and going through multiple rounds of heartache. I really do understand. I understand when someone that you think is a perfect fit isn't a perfect fit. And sometimes hindsight is so much clearer. I know that I'm right, I guess. You're right. Everybody else does wonder if I'm her older sister rather than her mother. Guess that's one. Is that a benefit, though, of having her at such a young age? But anyway, I do understand. And I hope you know that, well, even though she's my daughter, I was very, very fond of you. And if you need anything, if you need any advice or, I don't know, some more maternal care, I'm here for you. You just don't know where it all went wrong. As her mother, I probably shouldn't be telling you this. But She is also an adult, and I am allowed to disagree with an adult. She was talking to me, and she said it had to do with... with your guys' chemistry in the bedroom. Her and I are very open in our conversations, and so please don't feel awkward when I say it, but she said that it just wasn't a good fit. Then you guys didn't speak the same physical language, and I don't know. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Just judging from the look on your face, she didn't even take the time to talk to you about it, and I told her to talk to you about it. But you know, she's 25 now, and she thinks she knows better than her mother. I don't agree with what she was saying. Not that I would know what your physical language is, but I think everything that goes on in the bedroom can be at least discussed, especially when there's real connection. Truthfully, when she told me that, that was the reason, I didn't really buy it. It looks like she told you and I very different stories. Listen, honey, give me your hands and put them right here on my lap. You are going to be just fine. The only reason why I hesitate is because I'm very frustrated with my daughter. I didn't want to say this, but I mean, it's a little awkward. But I mean, I know that you two would have sex here. It's okay. It's fine. It's natural and bound to happen with two grown adults who are sexually active. And I know that you both would try to be quiet, but, well, you weren't always quiet. And judging from what I heard, I honestly don't think it was you. And I know that sounds terrible. I shouldn't be taking my daughter's ex-boyfriend's side on this, but I also think that she is very wrong in her perception and in her opinion. So I think it's only fair that you know that somebody is on your side on this. How do I know that it wasn't her? Well, from what I could tell, you were a very generous lover. And I don't know, I guess, if I had been her, I don't think I would have ever want to have left the bedroom if I were in there with you. Is that too forward? I'm sorry. You're a very, very handsome person. And from what I heard, you're a very, very enthusiastic lover. And it's been a while since I've had anybody who wanted to treat me like that or make me feel the way you were making my daughter feel. And that, I'm sorry if that's uncomfortable, but sometimes when you were here, well, I guess now it's okay to tell you since you two are no longer together, but I always wondered, you know? I was always curious what it would be like to feel you and to be touched by you. That's that is too forward of me, isn't it? Why are you gripping onto my hands tighter? Well, doesn't that happen often? Doesn't it go through somebody's head what it would be like to sleep with your girlfriend's mother? Or sister, I guess, if she had one. You've had more than one thought like that. What do I have to offer, though? Everything. What do you mean by that? I'd like for you to finish what you started to say. Go on. No, she's not here, and she's not going to be back until after this weekend. What were you going to say? You thought about it more than you should have. What do you mean, especially? Especially when? When I would wear dresses that cinched at my waist. So, a dress like this. So you could see my curves. Your eyes are kind of not meeting my eyes, you know. It's okay. It's flattering. I had no idea that you saw me like that. Huh. That's fair. I guess you didn't have any idea that I fantasized about you, so. Didn't I say as much? Didn't I just say how I would wonder what it was like? And just between us, I wondered more and more about it. The more it would happen, the more I would hear you. And then it started turning into me thinking about it. Even when you weren't here. Just shutting my eyes and wondering what these hands would feel like on me. Wondering if you would be just as eager to touch me as you were my daughter. Like this. Running your hands up and down my thighs. Inching my skirt higher and higher. To reveal my skin. What do you mean, what's happening? You're not obligated to her anymore. Besides, wouldn't you like to walk out of here today saying that you fucked your ex-girlfriend's mother? That seemed to have gotten you the way you grabbed me. Mine too. What do I taste like? Like strawberries. Your fingers are so fucking good. So, so good. These feel so good on my pussy. But do you know what I really want? I want to taste that cock of yours. So let me get down onto my knees. Take off your pants and your underwear. Perfect. I don't know what she was talking about. It's beautiful. Oh, I could suck your dick forever. What's so good? Oh, and this pre-cum. Oh, God, it's so, so yummy. Oh, let me just suck it off the tip. Would she do this? Would she lick and tease your balls with her tongue? Oh, no. She's not as experienced as I am. Now I'm going to just swallow your dick whole, and you're going to put your hands, both of them, on my head and push me down whenever you want to feel my throat clench around you. Right on your face. Spread my ass cheeks a little so you can see my pussy lips peek through. You like it? Oh, you like it? Well, you're gonna watch this ass of mine bounce on you while your dick disappears right in my wet pussy. Let me now sit right on you. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. You stretch me so good. Oh, fuck. I've been wanting your cock for such a long time. You have no idea. Yeah, that's right. I've been wanting to fuck the cock that's been inside my daughter. Oh yes. Oh, let me show you what an experienced pussy can do. Oh, fuck. Oh, goodness. Oh, yes. Grab onto my ass. Grab onto my ass. Oh, and help me ride you. Fuck. Yes. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God, does my pussy feel good? Does my pussy feel good? Does it feel good? Oh, wet and warm and clenching around your dick. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh my God. If she never licked your balls, I bet she never did this. Oh, caressed and fondled them while she rode you or while you gave her good back shots. Feel good? Oh, yes. Keep saying that. Keep saying it feels good. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, keep making all those noises for me. I love to hear you fucking moan for me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck your ex-girlfriend's mother. Fuck your ex-girlfriend's mommy's pussy. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, thrust up into me. Thrust up into me. Make me fucking bounce for you. Yes. Oh, reach around and grab onto my full bouncing titties. Oh, God, you squeeze them. Oh, here, here. Oh, yeah, like over my shoulder. Squeeze onto them. Squeeze onto my titties. Just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Fuck you, it feels so fucking good. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, oh my God. Oh, you know what I want? Oh, I want my daughter's ex-boyfriend to shoot that hot, sticky, fertile load into my pussy. Into my waiting pussy. That's it. Yeah. Yes, I need it. Oh God, I fucking want it. Don't you want to? Don't you want to give me a cream pie? Yes, yes. Oh, give me a cream pie. Give me a cream pie, baby. Oh, fuck yes. Be a good boy and give me a cream pie. Fuck yes. Good yes. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come with you thrusting into me. Oh, massaging and fondling my breasts while I fondle your balls. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come and I'm gonna milk your cock fucking dry. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, oh, yes. Give it to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. No. Oh, fuck. Oh. That was so, so good. That was so, so, so good. Oh, let me just get turn so I can. Let's see. You can cradle me to you. God, you're so strong. Oh. What do you mean you've never done that? Of course you haven't. Not with me. You've never come inside. Oh. Oh, that is so, so hot. I'm so glad I was your first cream pie. Oh, and after all that, there's no way that's gonna be the end of it. There's no way I'm gonna allow it to be the last. Oh. You don't worry about my daughter. I'll take care of her. I'll make sure that she understands that just because she's not with you doesn't mean that I don't get to enjoy you. Mm-hmm. now. Would you like to help me bake some cookies? And then maybe you can have some more cookies.